Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine waking up tomorrow to find that your bank account is empty. You turn on the news to discover the Federal Reserve has been cleaned out. Millions in gold has vanished overnight. While it sounds like the plot to one of the Die Hard films, this incredible story is actually true. The year is 1900, and the capital of the South African Republic is under attack by the British. With the city about to fall, President Paul Kruger loads the entire financial reserves of his nation onto a train. Gold coins worth more than $1 billion today, and he flees to the east. The British win the war, but despite countless treasure hunters searching for over a century, the location of the vast fortune has never been found. That is, until now. In one of the world's oldest caves, an archaeologist has found evidence linked to Kruger and the treasure. Another expert has found an actual gold Kruger coin believed to be from the stolen hoard. But there's just one problem. The site where the coin was found is patrolled by dangerous wild animals and the even more dangerous poachers who hunt them. The tale of the Kruger Millions is one of Africa's greatest legends, and I'm hunting down the explorers on the verge of discovery. So grab your passports. We're going on safari. My name is Josh Gates. With a degree in archaeology and a passion for exploration, my travels have taken me to the ends of the earth as I investigate the greatest legends in history. This is Expedition Unknown. From New York, it's a 14-hour flight across the Atlantic to South Africa's administrative capital of Pretoria. The history of this nation is complicated, to say the least. What do you expect from a country that has 11 official languages? So this is a walking stick.
It's a walking stick.
What kind of wood is this?
Nguma.
I'm sorry, what?
Umnguma.
Umnguma.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, 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 ooh. There's sounds coming out of your mouth that I can't even make. The market has a bit of everything, even a homespun version of Casino Royale. It's all fun and games until someone has to take it to the next level. Okay, what are we playing for?
What do you want to play for?
How about for your dog, sir? This is the cutest dog in all of Africa. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, this is high stakes. The beers that were once attached to these caps, any chance there's any more of those around? Preferably ice cold. And before I know it, the game is over and I've lost. That's it, right? It's over, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, good game. Come here. It looks like the puppy is staying here. But like all problem gamblers, I try to chase my losses. Double or nothing for the cat. The heart of Pretoria is in its streets. I see craftsmen. I see artisans.
It's a hat.
Does it help me blend in? And more than anything, I see smiling faces. Where am I going to wear this? High five. High five. High five. High five. High five. High five.
But it hasn't always been this way. It's been over 350 years since the first Dutch settlers came here, and while slavery and apartheid are in the past, the fight for true equality is not. Wherever you go, it's hard not to notice the high walls and razor wire that separate the haves from the have-nots. Here in Church Square, a statue of former President Paul Kruger watches over a diverse new South Africa. As a leader dedicated to the institution of slavery, who stole his entire country's fortune, it's not surprising that the statue has been frequently vandalized and has to be guarded by a fence. In short, everything about Kruger is controversial, especially the question of where he took those stolen millions. At historic Fort Klapperkop, renowned professor Franz Johann Pretorius is going to give me a crash course in the mystery. To me, to an outsider, South African politics are very confusing.
Yes, for us too.
The tip of Africa, he explains, is first settled in the 17th century by Dutch farmers called Boers, who rely on slave labor for their way of life.
Then in 1806, the British took over the Cape. The British abolished slavery, and immediately there was a problem between these farmers and the British authorities.
The Boers don't want to live under British rule, so they flee into the interior and form a new country called the South African Republic, or Transvaal. Among these pioneers is Paul Kruger, who becomes president of this breakaway republic in 1883.
3 years after Kruger came to power, gold was discovered. The gold changed the face of South Africa.
The British respond to the gold rush in the Transvaal by attempting to annex the territory, starting the so-called Boer War. Kruger's republic holds out as long as it can, but in 1900, it's clear that British forces will win the war.
In the meantime, there was still all this gold. This had to be removed. It was taken to the Pretoria station in wooden boxes, put onto the train, and it left for Machadodorp, a town along the railway line.
And Machadodorp is the last place that this gold is known to have been.
That's right. And that's where the legend of the Kruger Million started.
Kruger eventually escapes to Europe, but the gold doesn't make the trip with him. No one has seen it for over a century, which means it's still here in South Africa. To solve the puzzle, I'll have to follow the money. And the only way to do that is to ride the same rails that Paul Kruger and the treasure did over 115 years ago. All aboard the Delagoa Bay Railway. Completed in 1887 and just barely in operation today.
Right now we are headed due east, away from Pretoria and toward the city of Machadodorp. This is where Kruger and the gold was headed.
As the British advance on Pretoria, Kruger tries to get as far away as possible. He boards his opulent private train car, which serves as a mobile command center for his government. The locomotive travels 137 miles to the east, and at the end of the line, the gold is offloaded from the train.
Where it goes from there, that's the unknown.
We rumble on, and I settle in for the nearly six-hour ride. It isn't exactly a bullet train, but it does the job. That is, until it doesn't.
And we are stopping. I'm sure the train's fine. Or not.
I head to the locomotive to see if I can lend a hand.
See what's going on here.
After all, I owned a pretty sweet model train set as a kid.
Hello!
Hi, how are you?
What seems to be the problem?
The engineer tells me they need to clean the coal chutes, and it doesn't take long for me to realize that I am totally out of my element.
Which one of these makes a cappuccino?
A few hundred gallons of water are added to make steam, and beneath me, the spent coal is cleaned out of the furnace. Then, it just needs to be refilled.
Is it possible for me to shovel a load in?
You want a shovel?
Yeah, can I? Do I still have my eyebrows?
All fueled up, the engineer even lets me fulfill a lifelong dream.
And I'm 9 years old. This is the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. All aboard! Woo!
Several hours and several hundred unnecessary whistle pulls later, we arrive in the town of Machadodorp. There's not much to see here today. A spooky, abandoned station. And around the corner, the old train tracks are fragmented in pieces.
These are the original tracks that the Kruger train would have run on right here. And this is the original tunnel that the train came through. There are some people who claim that the gold was actually taken off the train and buried in the tunnel system. That's a long-standing urban legend. I've also read that a lot of dangerous characters like to hang out in this tunnel. So, that's great. Whoa!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm entering an abandoned railway tunnel in Machadodorp, South Africa. Somewhere near this very spot, millions of dollars in gold was offloaded from a train before vanishing from the face of the earth. Trains may not run through here anymore, but I have been warned that dangerous gangs do tend to lurk in here from time to time.
Whoa! Yeah!
The old guy jumping out of the dark tunnel. I got you, JJ. As you can see, it's just solid rock. There have been a few areas where the rocks have been chipped out, and legend says that people have actually broken through places like this and actually looked for the treasure. But you look in these and they lead to nowhere. Nothing in here today, just a lot of beer bottles and garbage, and so definitely urban legend. No gold in the abandoned tunnel. Okay, so the train tunnel didn't pan out, but there have recently been two real breakthroughs in the case. One explorer believes he's identified a cavern where the money could be buried, and a treasure hunter claims that he's found an actual Kruger coin from the missing stash. To find out more, I'm heading to the Gold Reef City Mint, the place the coin was brought for authentication. Security is tight here since, well, it's a mint.
You're literally printing money here.
We're printing money, yes.
This is the greatest job in the world. Why don't I do this? Why don't I run a mint?
Glenn Schoenman is the director of the Mint and knows more about the Kruger pound than anyone who isn't Paul Kruger. What's the value of these coins today?
You're probably looking anything between $1,200 up to as much as $1 million.
Per coin?
Per coin.
Wow.
Recently, Glenn received a rare coin from a treasure hunter for authentication, one that may be from Kruger's lost millions. The reason the coins are so valuable is that they were minted in the form of pure gold pounds, custom stamped with Kruger's own face. Kruger minted the money using a massive press, and a similar machine has been preserved in this mint to help distinguish coins that are forgeries from ones that are real.
The process is involved. Pure gold is heated to more than 1,000 degrees Celsius and poured into a mold to create a gold bar. Once cooled, the bar is flattened, punched, and fed into the final press, where the coin is imprinted with its telltale face. Glenn leads me in the back and shows me a freshly minted, but fake, Kruger pound. He then reveals the coin that was recently sent to him from a treasure hunter digging somewhere east of here.
Let me have a good look at it before we actually test it.
Glenn visually inspects the coin and checks the accuracy of the weight. A real Kruger pound should be exactly 8 grams.
Spot on 8 grams.
8 grams on the nose.
For the final step, he uses a very powerful handheld X-ray to verify the gold content.
Got to get all our body parts out the way while we test it.
I'll just be back here, Glenn.
Many forgeries contain little or no pure gold at all.
Right, our test is complete.
92.67% gold.
My opinion on this one is it is an absolutely genuine coin.
And this guy found this, you said...
Something to the east of Pretoria. Would you like to speak to him?
I would love to speak to him. Are you
right.
kidding?
We can arrange that.
I'd like to know where he found this and if there's more of them.
I'd like to find out too.
I leave the mint with a renewed sense of optimism. I grab a 4x4 and hit the road. Glenn is putting me in touch with the treasure hunter, and he's also tipped me off to another explorer even closer to my current location. I follow my GPS about 50 miles east, where archaeologist Anton van Vollenhoven has found military artifacts from Kruger's era in a cave, which he believes could also be hiding the gold. By the time I approach the coordinates, it's well after dark.
According to GPS, we should be almost there. Driving on unpaved road. Yeah, no. Anton.
Josh, welcome here.
Thank you. I don't know where I am, but I'm happy to be here.
You're at the Sudwala Caves in Mpumalanga, South Africa.
The Sudwala Caves?
Yes.
It sounds like the Lion King is happening over my shoulder here. Right? A lot of people think that this Kruger Millions could have been hidden in caves. Do you think that's possible?
Well, we know that in these caves, the Boers did hide their ammunition, and therefore perhaps even the Kruger Millions.
Anton has discovered various Kruger-era weapons and bullets hidden deep in the cave system, and the gold could be next.
I'm really eager to see what you're doing in there. God knows I don't want to be left out here.
Are you ready to get a little bit dirty?
How dirty are we talking about? This is some serious Land of the Lost, Tarzan, Skull Island right here, Anton.
And here we're at the entrance.
Oh, wow. Is there a giant stone ball that rolls out of that?
No, we've already removed that. That's why we've got these holes.
These caves are some of the oldest on Earth, dating back over 250 million years. If you get lost down here, you stay lost until the next ice age.
Oh, man. When you said cave, Anton, I was picturing something little. This is a cathedral.
Yes, it's about 4 miles of cave that has been mapped.
Okay.
But we don't really know how much deeper it goes.
So what's the story that could bring the gold here?
There's many stories, but this particular one is about a Boer officer with the name of Fritz Hubert de Kain. He was trusted with some of this gold to take it further from Oshadudorp. But along the way, there was a fight. And only himself and some of the black carriers survived. So he ordered them to bring the gold to this cave.
Duquesne was later captured, but never gave up the location of the gold. Furthermore, ammunition found here appears to match the time period, meaning this could be the cave in question.
You promised dirtiness. So far, I'm feeling very clean, by the way.
We're moving to that area just now.
It's going to get worse.
We don't have to go far before Anton delivers on his promise.
Ooh, we got bats. Lots of bats.
While the first few hundred yards of the caves were massive open chambers, the passages have gotten as cramped as an airplane bathroom and twice as filthy.
Okay, looking a little more constricted in here. After you.
It's too tight and wet to bring our large cameras through the narrowing cave, so my crew is forced to downsize.
This is tough in here.
In the end, it's just Anton, my cameraman JJ, and myself, with a couple of handheld cameras to continue the investigation.
And it's wet and cold.
As I slog my way through thickening bat guano, I'm starting to consider whether the gold is worth the months of antibiotics I'm going to have to endure.
My foot is literally stuck in the mud. Ah,
right behind you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like my grow right now. Are you kidding me with this? Cave is very difficult to get through.
Hey, Anton. This sucks.
Finally, the flooded chambers open up just past an area where other artifacts have been found. Armed with a handheld metal detector, we search the caves, crevices, and flooded chambers for any sign that Duquesne's men were here.
Got something?
Where is it? Try again.
Oh, there we go. That's metal. Something metal.
Oh, God, what are you?
Got it. Whoa. Look at that.
Can?
It's in cup. Not the Kruger Millions, but a definite sign that people have been back here. Who knows? Maybe a coffee break as they were hiding it.
Yes.
We could be close.
Indeed.
We continue deeper into the cave. Unfortunately for me, that means squeezing through another tight passageway.
This breath is like...
God. Dear Travel Channel, please accept my resignation as the host of Expedition Unknown. It has been an incredible opportunity, and I wish you all the best. Yours, Joshua Keats.
Just when I'm at my lowest, Anton comes through.
What's that? It's either a coin or a button.
Josh, we've got something here.
You got something?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right there.
What do you got?
Looks like a coin, Josh.
Look at that. That is so cool. I can't read it. It's all pretty well figured out. You can see a symbol on it, though.
That's the coat of arms.
The new one?
The new one.
Oh, damn it. Okay, so not a Kruger pound.
Unfortunately not.
Well, at least I made some money out of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so no sign of it.
We still have got a lot of cave to search, so we might find more.
That's right. All right, well, batteries are running low, media's running low, and I'm running out of clean spots on my shirt to wipe my face off with. You got my number?
I do.
You call me if you find those
I'll
millions.
I'll do that definitely.
No, you won't. You're going to keep the money. I know what you're going to do. Don't lie to me, Anton.
We trek back out toward the vehicles. My mission now is to link up with the treasure hunter who found the authentic gold Kruger pound I saw back at the Mint. But currently, I am a scraped-up, mud-soaked mess. I could use a shower, a drink, and a bed, preferably in that order. Fortunately, the local motel up the road isn't too shabby. Hello.
Afternoon. Welcome to Lion Sands Ivory Lodge. Would you care for a cold hand towel?
I would die for a cold hand towel. Oh, my God.
Whew. Some homemade iced tea?
Oh, God bless you. Is this place real?
This is the 5-star Lion Sands Game Lodge, a family-owned private reserve that has been protecting wildlife for over 80 years. This is an experience unlike any on Earth. You're surrounded by stunning luxury and pampered beyond your wildest dreams. My room for the night? A remote treehouse that words can't do justice.
Africa may be filled with uncharted wilderness, but it doesn't mean I have to live like an animal.
After scraping off the cave, I take a long nap in 5-star bliss. But as much as I'd like to lounge here forever, I've got a legend to solve, and I'm soon back on the road to find treasure hunter Lucas Vandermeer. There's just one problem. He's inside the Kruger National Park, a 7,500-square-mile nature reserve brimming with wild animals and zero fences. The area where the treasure hunter found the coin is still under the dominion of the native Shangan tribe. To enter their land and to film it, I'll need to get the permission of the tribal chief, who lives in a village on the edge of the park. Upon arrival, I'm greeted by Edward Mabunda, a Shangana tribesman and the chief's right-hand man. How long has the chief lived here for?
For over 50 years now.
Wow. The traditional way of life for a Shangana chief means, among other things, polygamy.
And how many wives does he have?
Only three now.
Only three.
He has 25 children.
Is your chief named Don Draper?
As we approach the chief's compound, we kneel and ask for permission to enter.
Damezita!
Aye.
Mark?
Inkomu.
Right, permission granted. We are more than welcome to move in the village.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's clear that the chief and his wives are living in a world unchanged for hundreds of years.
Thank you very much for having us today. My name is Josh.
Josh. Right, he's asking where are you from?
I'm from America.
Right, he says we are more than welcome to his village.
Like any good host, he offers me a drink.
What is this?
Now, we call that mkomboti. That's the traditional beer made from maize.
It's like a corn-based alcohol.
Oh, that's correct. The more you keep it, the stronger it becomes.
Well, that's good. It's a little bit like milk and vodka and a corn on the cob.
Now that I'm humming on a corn milk buzz, the chief signals the tribesmen to welcome us with a ceremonial dance.
Woo! Wow! You guys are really, really amazing. You gotta take this on the road.
With the formalities out of the way, I ask for the tribe's permission to search on their land for Kruger's millions.
This search does take me through Kruger Park. Is it okay to look on that land?
You are permitted. But then, when you go through the bush, you have to get something to protect you. And that's the spear.
A spear?
The first thing, when you go through the bush, there are snakes, leopards, lions. Very dangerous. He says, now, that will protect you. Very brave when you go through the bush.
Thank you. This is a great honor for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, the chief is looking for wife number four. Is it possible to get wife number four back home in America?
In America? Oh, yeah, I can get you wife number four easy. We have a town known as Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. For sure.
With the blessing of the Shangana, I eagerly continue my journey to meet treasure hunter Lucas Vandermeer, whose recent discovery of a genuine Kruger pound could be a sign that he's on the verge of a major breakthrough. To get to him, though, I'm going to have to make one of the hairiest commutes in the entire world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What have we got in there, King Kong? We're now crossing into Kruger National Park. And when we think of the word park, we think of some, you know, nice, small, contained space, but that's not the case here. Kruger is almost 8,000 square miles. It runs for 200 miles in one direction. We're driving through completely untamed wilderness here. There's no fences, there's no moats. Outside of this car are some of the most dangerous predators in the world.
Only a mile down the road, I discover just how right I can be. Not that I'll be getting out of the car to take a bow.
Roll them up. Most parts of the world we don't think about. Driving around in a place where if you just pull over and step out, immediately your life is in danger. Okay, that is a hippo. That is actually the most dangerous animal in Africa. Hippos kill more people on this continent than any other animal. Oh, elephant, 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 elephant. Couple of them, three of them, four of them. Elephants are normally not that dangerous as long as they're, you know, not feeling threatened or trying to protect their young. But you do want to give them some space because when they do get mad, they up. That is a herd of Impala, named, of course, after the Chevy Impala, one of America's best-selling mid-sized cars for over 10 years. I don't really know much about wildlife.
I follow my GPS and arrive at the coordinates where I'm supposed to find treasure hunter Lucas Vandermeer. Instead, I find a lot of scary guys with guns.
Yay! Number one section!
And amidst the automatic weapons, I spot two guys who definitely don't look like soldiers.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Nice, yeah, you too. Yeah, good, yeah. Hey.
Mark, how are you?
Mark, Josh, pleasure.
Bravo!
I see a lot of very serious looking guys around here dressed in camo. Where am I right now?
This is the ProTrack Anti-Poaching Unit's training base camp.
Sergeant Mark Preston and the team from ProTrack are on the front lines fighting rhino poachers who are decimating South Africa's dwindling herds. And they're not afraid to fight fire with fire. Either that or they're about to invade Botswana.
And you guys are, I can see from the patchwork alone, obviously very serious about treasure hunting. 30 years of treasure hunters, and that's a Paul Kruger Rand, yeah, right?
If you start treasure hunting in South Africa, everything is about the Kruger Millions.
Lucas and Nico may look like two runners-up from a Hemingway look-alike contest, but don't be fooled. Lucas is a successful and wealthy treasure hunter. And to find the Kruger Gold, he's teamed up with Nico, who knows so much about the Boer War that you'd think he fought in it.
I'm the guy doing the logistics behind the scenes. I've been fortunate to get hold of reports of the British intelligence. And those reports have enabled us to establish where the Boer movements were.
Nico's research has revealed that Kruger's troops who were transporting the gold to the coast on ox carts would have passed right through this very spot. He also thinks the British troops may have been right on their heels, leading the Boers to bury the gold for safekeeping.
So you feel like this is a promising spot?
Oh, yes, very, very promising, yes.
This is an area that we haven't been able to search because of the wildlife, the game and the lions and all that.
Now that they have the permission and the protection to search the park, Nico's eyes begin to fill up with dollar signs.
We talk about $30 million for one coin.
Wow.
Not bad for afternoon's work.
No, not at all. Well, let's do it then.
Lucas and Nico are convinced Kruger's treasure was hastily hidden. And it turns out the single coin I saw, which they recovered, is just the tip of the iceberg.
What are some of the artifacts that you've recovered up to this point?
We recovered 6 Kruger pounds already.
Wow.
And then I found some swords, rifles, bayonets.
This is as far as we go.
Right flank, left flank, stay awake.
We've left the safety of the car, and by the looks of the faces on our security team, it's clear this isn't Disney's Animal Kingdom. They're ready for anything, and it isn't just the local wildlife they're worried about.
So, Mark, I see that you have these guys deployed out to the sides. Is this kind of a high-risk area?
The whole of the Kruger's being poached. We have had a lot of incidences yet.
Incidents is Mark's charming way of referring to people trying to shoot him. Given the amount of money on the line, it's clear that poachers won't think twice about killing us to get to their prize.
One rhino horn's worth how much on the black market?
700,000.
700,000 rand?
Yeah.
So $50,000. Do you know how many get poached a day?
One rhino every 6 hours.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, are we going to do this?
As we make our way into the bush, Lucas and Nico have their metal detectors fired up and are looking for artifacts. According to historical documents found by Nico, this clearing may be the site of an epic standoff during the Boer War.
Okay, the shovel is ready. Lead on.
Nico believes that the authentic Kruger pounds they found here are proof that they're on the right track.
So metal detecting is really about patience, right?
No, it's more than patience. Yeah, it's patience and thinking of what happened here 1,000 years ago or 100 years. Depends
right.
on what you're going to find.
I'm thinking about what I'm going to spend the money on. Thinking about that jet ski that I'm going to be buying at the end of this.
Oh, we got something here. Josh?
What'd you find?
We got a signal here. That's it, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
This is Martini Henry. This is the rifles the Boers were issued with in the First Anglo-Boer War.
This is incredible. This means that we know there was some action here.
That's right.
Okay, carrying on. We're on a roll. We haven't even been eaten yet.
Lucas and Nico continue to sweep the clearing as the sun begins to disappear over the horizon. With the last minutes of daylight fading, Lucas suggests a new treasure hunting technique from his arsenal, involving a drone and a cutting-edge thermal camera.
Things that are metal strikes the heat of the sun during the day.
Oh, it stays warm?
Yeah, it stays warm for a longer time. And then what happens is with the thermal, it will detect it.
And it'll see that even underground?
Even 6 feet under the ground.
Wow.
We're going to look at it and mark it, and then tonight we're going out to go and look for it. We won't go too far because for the lions.
Right. And Mark, you'll stand next to me as close as possible.
If you insist.
We need the ground to cool off for the gold to stand out. So we kill time at what looks sort of like, but not really, a campsite.
This is what we call a picket. This is the camp that my team stay at. So at night they'll sit there and they'll be listening for any gunshots, any movement.
And this is sort of fencing that you're building up around this.
Yeah, this is thorn bush. Basically a lion will come here and he's gonna get thorns in his paws.
Lions won't go through that.
Not gonna get through there easily. This is where you sleep in tonight.
No, we're not. We are?
Yeah.
We're not hauling back out to the road tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. This is information, Mark, I could have used when we met earlier.
Now that it's dark, it's time to try Lucas's new toy.
Go for it. Okay, she's up.
It's a huge clearing.
Oh, yeah, there is right there. Everything that's white on here is hotter.
That's good. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Right there is a hot spot.
You can see the thermal signature down on the soil.
To my surprise, Lucas's unique search method does identify several hot spots, which he marks on GPS. With some new leads, he brings the drone down, and we start to check out each of the contenders.
I got it, guys. Okay, let's pack it up.
Okay, let's go.
All we just do is fall in one single file.
Single file.
Single file and follow.
Okay, let's go. Okay,
I've got a guy at the back with a weapon, two in front with a weapon.
We're hiking out into the pitch black, and we're the only things out here that can't see in the dark. Even with the cast of Predator here as backup, it's difficult not to feel extremely vulnerable.
Guys, guys.
Shh, 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 shh. Quiet. Something in the bushes over there.
In total darkness, though, I've got the feeling that we're the ones being hunted.
Okay, it doesn't sound like a human being walking. Doesn't sound like it's human. So I think it's an animal, and it's moved off, and it's moved towards that side there. Okay. So I don't think it's a problem.
All right, here we go.
With the team from ProTrack standing guard, Lucas, Nico, and I get to our first hotspot.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. We're on the spot.
You got it?
We got it.
Something there.
What is that? What is this?
This is the front piece of the saddle. That's where your bridle comes through.
Look at that.
It is warm still, actually, from the day. It's amazing.
It must be from the brewer, yeah.
You think it is, Boer?
Yes, it definitely is.
Your notion that there were camps here, that there was stuff happening here during the war, certainly seems like we're in the right area. Okay, let's go check out that next hit.
Using the GPS coordinates to pinpoint our search areas, we're moving quickly from site to site.
We got it.
Yeah, horseshoe.
With each new find, it's becoming apparent that we may have discovered a British campsite from the Boer War.
Oh my God. Yeah. Look at that.
That is something awesome.
Are you kidding me?
The Webley 4.55.
Now, I've seen them in the museums, but I've never seen one coming from the ground.
So this is probably from a British camp.
Yeah, they were first issued in the First Anglo-Boer War of 1881-82.
When I started this, I thought, could there really be anything to find from this war still? And now I can't believe how much there is yet to be found. This is real evidence that we are in the right time period on the right track.
That's right.
Having exhausted all of the targets found with the drone, we call it a night and head back to the security of the picket.
End of a long day. Going to call it a night. There is an automatic weapon in here. I'll just leave that where it is.
My search for the Kruger Millions has taken me on a South African odyssey. The story itself is no myth. The money is real, minted in pure gold. Its route is known, preserved along steel tracks. So where did the coins end up? Are they buried beneath the park that shares their name? or could they be hidden in a prehistoric cave? At this very moment, dogged treasure hunters are searching acre by acre to find out. The truth is that the Kruger Millions are more than just treasure. The coins reflect the history of South Africa itself, stamped with the face of a divisive founding father who helped scar the continent. Unearthing the history of the Boer War is important, but perhaps it's best that the money and the ideals it symbolizes remains buried deep under the veldt of a new South Africa, one whose real treasures are its people, its animals, and its breathtaking wilderness.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.